Delighted to say, joining us on the line is the Ballyliffin manager, John Farn. John, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on Highland Radio Sunday Sport.
Good afternoon, Kieran. Thanks very much.
John, I was just doing a little bit of research for this tournament last night. Such a massive tournament. Almost 300 competitors over the 5 days. The competition as a whole gets underway tomorrow, but pre-qualifying took place over the last few days. Practicing took place today. Talk to us about the environment and the atmosphere around Ballyliffin, our golf course, at this moment in time.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic few days. Now, today we had a bit of rain, so it kind of dampened the enthusiasm. But, the players are practicing yesterday and today, and the first 2 days was pre-qualifying, and that was sorted out on Friday evening after a playoff. So 288 players go to town tomorrow, 144 in each course. And then there'll be a cut on Wednesday to the last 64. And on Tuesday evening, there's every likelihood we'll have a playoff for the final spots to get it down to 64 players. So we're looking forward to that. There'll be a bit of excitement, and hopefully the weather is set to improve. So we're hoping for good crowds. It's free entry, and there's no ticketing and free parking on site. So hopefully if the weather plays well, we'll get everybody out to watch some of these golfers who are really the Rory McIlroys of the future.
We're going to certainly talk about free admission for all spectators very shortly. That's absolutely fantastic. But before we talk about the competition itself, talk to us about the preparation for this big event. Yes, we know Ballyliffin Golf Club. They're no stranger to hosting big events. So how is the preparation for you? And I'm sure a lot of work has gone into preparing for this event.
Almost certainly. We've known about it now for almost 2 years. And ever since the announcement, we've been making our preparations because the RNA would restrict any changes too close to the tournament because they wouldn't be fully bedded in. So it has been a long process. The RNA have been in here on a sort of monthly basis, reviewing the course and conditioning of the course. And, that has brought us challenges, but also it's opportunities for us to improve the facilities. And we've done that. Two head greenkeepers here, Andy Robertson and Connor Kerr, and a great team of men working with them. And it's a credit to our greenkeepers that we have a facility that can take the amateur championship on one site. This is the first time it's ever been done, and we're delighted that Ballyliffin was chosen to do it. So obviously preparing two courses at the one time is a challenge, and we've been very fortunate with getting 20 volunteer greenkeepers in from other courses and indeed from Scotland, not alone our neighbouring courses, but further afield to come in and give our team a hand to get both courses ready to championship standard every day for until Tuesday when we revert to one course. The match play stages will be played over Gashidi links from Wednesday to Saturday.
Absolutely brilliant. We spoke about the challenges, John. Talk to me about we have the best amateur golfers coming to Donegal, and it's a great event for Ballyliffin. And do you feel lucky at the fact that it's putting Donegal and Ballyliffin Golf Course on the map at a worldwide stage?
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity to showcase the facilities with television and media coverage throughout the event. Obviously we want to put our best foot forward, and we're delighted that the members have taken the opportunity, they've volunteered in great numbers to, help showcase the event, because the tournaments like this can't run without volunteers. We've about 140 volunteers over the course of the 10 days of the event, and they are being organised by Margaret Doherty and Lisa Glover, and they're doing fantastic work. They're working 15, 16 hours a day in terms of these very long days of 5 a.m. starts and 9 o'clock finishes. So it's a challenge for everyone, but the enthusiasm is there and the pride is there, and it's great to see.
In terms of the golf on display, is there any Irish interest for us to keep an eye on over the next few weeks? Is there any future Rory McIlroy from an Irish point of view over the next few days?
Oh no, there's quite a big Irish contingent in the field. and quite a bit of Donegal interest as well. Not only that, Ballyliffin interest. We have young Sean Keeling, who's based in Dublin, a member of Rogenstown, but he's also an honorary member of Ballyliffin. And we have quite a selection of the top Irish amateurs are here. And we're hoping that the Irish will feature strongly, because obviously that will add to the spectacle and hopefully encourage more people to come out. But like 44 countries taking part, so 288 players. There's a wide variety of nationalities here, and it's a great spectacle and, world-class golf.
You spoke about encouraging supporters to come out and see the golf. Well, there's no better way to do it than free admission for all spectators all week. Surely this can only be a plus, and obviously expecting massive crowds.
Yeah, we're expecting good crowds, certainly for the match play stages when it gets a lot more exciting from Wednesday on. But listen, tomorrow and Tuesday will be exciting in itself, because you know, the 288 players, there's going to be golf everywhere you look, 360 degrees around Ballyliffin. There's a great buzz around the place. There's a spectator village where there's catering and bar facilities, and obviously the clubhouse and that is restricted to players and volunteers, really. But plenty of facilities and plenty of viewing opportunities, and a great opportunity to get up close to some of the best amateurs in the world at the moment. And as I say, these are the future of the PGA and DP World Tours.
Finally, John, before I let you go, if there's a listeners tuning in to Highland Radio at this moment in time and they're thinking of heading along to Ballyliffin, what's your message to those people in terms of times and parking? What would your message be?
Well, the everything's on the RNA website, but tomorrow's first round kicks off at 6:45 in the morning. On both courses, so obviously 288 players to get out. That runs to about 3:30 tomorrow as the final tee off time. So, you know, pace yourself. You can, the starting list is up on the website there. You can view whatever players you wish to follow and pick a spot, and give yourself plenty of time. There should be no difficulty in getting into the parking, and it's only a short walk from there and you're on the golf course. So, you know, prepare for all weathers, but we're hopeful that it's looking like it's going to be a dry week ahead, and please God, that'll bring people out.